You guys will work together to set up plates. We need 10 plates, please.
This is Stefan Pasternak, the lead chef educator at Samuel L. Green Charter School, home of one of Edible Schoolyard's two teaching kitchens and one of their five school gardens.
We're talking with fourth graders about the idea of preparing food from seed to table by making tater tachos.
What, you might ask, are tater tachos?
Well, tater tachos are part nacho, part tater tots.
Never heard of that before.
Well, this is a new thing.
Logan Livermore is in fourth grade at Green Charter School, which means this is his fifth year learning about food, cooking, gardening, taste, and communal eating in school. The Edible Schoolyard's curriculum starts in kindergarten.
So in kindergarten, we do what's called the food ABCs. It's not cooking at all. It's mostly about exposure to foods, manners, hygiene, and just the process of really like savoring and tasting foods completely.
Basically, food literacy. Kindergartners learn about and taste foods for each letter of the alphabet, and they spend time talking about it.
It's comparing them and identifying where we might know them from, and new foods especially.
First graders learn about the federally mandated food plate and what makes a healthy diet. Second graders learn about nutrients, vitamins, and fiber, and which foods have what. Third grade explores international cuisine.
So today we just ate Middle Eastern food and we made dolmades, the stuffed grape leaves, with grape leaves from our arbor that the kids preserved last week.
And fourth graders, like Logan Livermore, explore what it means to make things from scratch, really from scratch, seed to table.
One of the things that we do is try to teach the beauty of eating a meal in community. You know, so many families these days don't have time to sit down together at 6 o'clock every night and have dinner.
Claudia Baker is the executive director of Edible Schoolyard New Orleans. She says the entire relationship to food, community, and healthy eating is what Edible Schoolyard fosters.
Just as important as learning where the food comes from and how to cook it is learning how to enjoy it in community. And so it's about passing plates, it's about waiting until everyone is served, it's about expressing gratitude for the people who prepared the food and for where it came from and enjoying it together with your friends.
Is I'm going to serve you a small handful of them and then taste it, enjoy it, react to the flavors. Salsa? No thank you.
No thank,
no, thank
you.
Salsa?
No thank you.
Salsa?
Yes, sir.
Yes, please.
These salsa. Are wonderful. Really? What is it? What do they taste like?
They taste like potato and nacho all mixed together and it tastes real good.
Wow.
Do you think this is something you can make?
I think so.
That's probably because Jose Chavarria has a lot of experience cooking through Edible Schoolyard. And as a fourth grader, he also knows exactly where the tater tot comes from. A potato, he explains.
First it was in the farm, then it was in the truck, and then it was in the store.
As students get older, they learn more of a pre-professional culinary curriculum. Michael Riley, who's in eighth grade, was harvesting collard greens and dinosaur kale in the Edible Schoolyard garden, just outside the teaching kitchen. I asked.
Do you like to eat everything that you grow?
Yeah, because, you know, you don't know. When you buy something from the grocery store, you don't know where it travels, so, you know, you can pick fresh from the garden.
The garden is a lush third of an acre, and Michael's class was busy making bundles of parsley, Swiss chard, and curly kale, as well as harvesting cabbages. Each month, they sell their produce at the farmer's market inside the French market. The students rotate garden jobs every day. Today, Mike's the timekeeper, but yesterday, he was the boss.
Mike, do you like being a boss better or a timekeeper better?
The boss, because I like to, you know, make sure everyone's doing their job, and it helps me, you know, for future reference at a job.
Mike says helping people and communicating with people are skills he'll use no matter what his future work is. Learn more about the Edible Schoolyard at wwno.org. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.